You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow a side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews. So let's get started. Hey guys, it's me, Nikayla, back again with another solo episode. You guys seem to really enjoy the last one, so shout out to everyone who downloaded it or shared it and subscribed. I really appreciate it. And also Moyo, my fiance and special guest on episode 7, was very happy people liked his Q&A portion on the podcast. So if you haven't checked it out, go back and listen to episode 7. I talk about, it's called How to Explode Your Social Media Audience with 5 Steps and $0. And I talk about how I'm growing my own social media following without any sketchy paying for followers stuff. And then I also interviewed Moyo, and he shared how he has skyrocketed his Instagram growth from a little under 600 last year to over 26,000 today. So anyway, on to today's episode. Today, I want to talk about how I'm personally doing it, y'all. How I'm building my own side hustle one step and one episode at a time. If you're new around these parts or you listen every week, you know that I interview a lot of guests. And sometimes when you're interviewing guests, you forget to share your own story, or maybe that's just me, because I don't really like the attention on me, and I don't like to be the center of that attention. I'm behind the scenes crafting this podcast and sharing all these stories from people who inspire me. I like bigging people up and I love sharing other people's stories. So sometimes I do forget that, hey, I'm supposed to do these solo episodes and talk about my own journey. So let's get to it. First of all, it's been a whole month since I launched Side Hustle Pro. Can you believe it? To me, it feels like it's been 3 months because it, you know, the amount of work that goes into putting on these podcasts, you wouldn't believe it. And so every week, every day, there's so much work that I'm doing in addition to my full-time job that it really feels like it's been longer than 30 days. Like, first of all, the process of making a podcast starts early on with reaching out to people. So I'm reaching out to people on a weekly basis, asking them to be on the show. Then it's the back and forth of getting a time on the calendar. And once we finally sit down for the interview, that's great. You know, we go through all the questions, boom. Then I have to edit the episode, polish it, go through, find any kinks, balance out the sound, do all this stuff, upload it to the media host, and make sure it gets published to all the different podcast players. So that, believe it or not, that sounded like a lot, right? Like, believe it or not, that is only 10% of the work to get the Side Hustle Pro podcast out there. The other 90% is all marketing. Like, it doesn't matter how well produced an episode is. If I don't put 90% of my energy into marketing, no one will listen. No one will subscribe. No one will know it's out there. So I spent a good chunk of my time. And actually, I want to get even better at that batch processing this and having these posts ready in advance. So I spent a good chunk of my time creating Instagram graphics, creating all the different posts to go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and then, you know, to reshare that content, to respond to comments. It's really exhausting. At the same time, I love it. I love, you know, seeing people respond to the new episodes. But I'm not going to lie, it can be tiring. So when I think about the fact that it's only been a month, it was a month on July 22nd, I'm like, oh my gosh. And so, as a matter of fact, funny story, right? So yesterday, I noticed that iTunes created this new section in the featured section when you go to your podcast player. And this new section is called, let me look it up right now. It's called Black Voices in Business. And so when I saw this pop up, I was like excited. Like, I think I got like butterflies in my stomach because I just knew, y'all. I just knew Side Hustle Pro was about to be featured in iTunes because I think we do some cool stuff around here, right? We talk to really dope Black women entrepreneurs, solid business owners, sharing real gems of wisdom of how they started and grew their businesses. So when I saw this section, I thought for sure it was going to be in there. And so I go there and there's not even that much space. So obviously iTunes can't put everyone in this little featured category, but I go to the Black Voices in Business category and there are like 17 podcasts. Side Hustle Pro is not one of them. And I send Moyo a screenshot. This is how crazy I am. I'm almost embarrassed to share this, but you know, it's about time y'all get to know the true depths of my crazy. So I send Moyo a screenshot and I'm like, I'm so disappointed that I can't believe I'm not on this list. And this is what he responds back with. And it is so typical Moyo. He's like, you just started a month ago. Give it some time and you'll be there. And it was so true. Like I had to just check myself and realize it truly has only been 30 days, no matter how I feel. 30 days is a short period of time. All of these dope podcasters on the list, some of whom I'll actually be talking to, like the wonderful Joy Marie Parker from Joblogs, like they have been grinding at it for more than a year. So much respect to them. Like I want to be there. I want to be there next year. But it really just put into perspective for me, wow, it's been 30 days. And that's when I said, maybe I should do a recap and talk to you guys about my process and what I'm going through to build my side hustle. So the two main things I want to talk about tonight is, number one, time management and how I'm doing with that. And then two, a really big thing I'm doing to build my brand, which is networking and putting myself out there by going to conferences. So I'll talk about time management first, and then I'll get into building my brand through attending conferences. So on the subject of time management, I do not have this down to a science, guys. Like, I cannot come on here and act like I have figured it out. I'm one of those people who I will say you have to get up early, because I know I'm supposed to do that. I set my alarm for 5 o'clock every morning. Do I get up and out of bed at 5 o'clock? No. I try as I might, guys. I love my sleep. I don't know what to say. So I'm working on that one. So something I just learned or heard from one of my guests is actually to put my feet on the ground as soon as my alarm goes off. So this will not give me the opportunity. Like, even if I don't walk right away, like, I just cannot let myself hit that snooze button and then roll over and go back to sleep. So shout out to Courtney Sanders at Think and Grow Chick for that. You'll hear the rest of the interview soon, but she suggested that, and that's something I'm going to try. I'll keep you guys posted and let you know if that actually works, but I absolutely have got to start waking up early and getting control of my day. Because if I don't get up early, my day is really shot. Because for those of you who don't know, I work 9 to 5 at NPR. I'm a senior manager of social marketing there. It's a very busy job. You know, if I'm not in meetings, I'm working on a project. So there is no minute to spare. And not that you should do any work at work anyway. Like, sometimes I do try to get away for 30 minutes, 40 minutes on my lunch break. I'll go to Union Station, which is close to the office, and try to accomplish one pass. But those days are honestly few and far between. Work is a busy environment. I like it that way. I like being busy at work. So the optimal times for me to work are really in the morning, because when I come home at night, I'm really tired, or I'm interviewing someone or editing a podcast episode, or, you know, batch scheduling social. So the evening times are that time when I need to just come and be able to like do something more routine and just operate and then go to bed. But the morning time is what I could really use to get those creative juices flowing while I drink my tea. So working on that part. And number two, with time management, I will say that I'm starting to get a system together. And this I learned from another great podcaster that I follow, Amanda Littlejohn. I'm sorry, Amanda, if I'm messing up your name. I'm about to look you up right now to make sure I get that correctly. But she talks about batch scheduling and how much that has helped her business And so I started doing that. Batch scheduling is basically when you assign a task for a specific day, you know, each day of the week. It's Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Yes. And her podcast is Package Your Genius. And so you batch schedule when you assign a certain day of the week for a task. For example, now in my calendar, I have different days of the week for interviewing. I now only interview guests on Sundays and Tuesdays. So that really cuts down and helps me to organize and focus. Then because I know when I'm interviewing, I also know when I'll have the opportunity to edit, when I'll have the opportunity to record my solo episodes, and when I'll have the opportunity to schedule social media. I also have a day just for business development to get back to people, because email is one thing that has started piling up. And I was never that person who didn't get back to people. Like, I was always the person who was on it same day responses. But one, you guys, to be honest, I finally just accepted, like, you know, all the time management and true business people say this, that email is something that just has to go if you want to see gains in your business. Like, when it comes down to it, I could either, you know, work on a podcast episode or respond to five people about like something really small, and I can get back to them all in one day. It may be late, but in the time I would have spent checking my email and trying to get back to everybody, that just made me less productive. So I finally accepted that I have to let email go. I have to get comfortable with my inbox going above 50, because yes, I used to be the girl who kept her Gmail inbox to 50 or below, but those days are gone. So shout out to Amanda Miller Littlejohn. I'm going to reach out to her as well to learn more of her productivity tips. So as far as time management, that's what's going on with me. I'm batch scheduling. I'll keep you guys posted on if that is working out for me. But so far, so good. The waking up early, I'll also keep you posted on. And two more things that are helping me out. I switched to this tool called Calendly. This was another Amanda recommendation. She has a whole episode about this, so I'm not ashamed or, you know, worried about blowing up other people's great podcasts, because I learn a ton from other podcasters, and she has a whole episode on productivity that I learned a bunch from. So in this episode, she talks about this tool, Calendly. And as soon as I searched for it, I was like, this is amazing. Because do you know that for my side hustle interviews, I was actually having guests fill out Doodle polls. Doodle is a website where you can input like different like time surveys. You can put in a bunch of time slots, and like people will go in and say which one works for them. It's something I used in business school a lot to organize multiple people and see which time worked for the most people. However, it does not sync with my Google Calendar. So what would happen is, you know, guests would choose a bunch of times, and I would have to go look at the time they chose, go and input it in my Google Calendar. And it was just a really messy process. So what I've done now is started using Calendly. And Calendly, basically, I set up all the slots that are available for guests to be interviewed. I have a unique link that allows guests to choose from one of those slots. And because it's synced with my Google Calendar, y'all, this is the beautiful part. Because it's synced with my Google Calendar, as soon as they choose a slot, that appears on my calendar as taken. And so I don't have to worry about cross-checking which guests chose the same time slot and all of that. So Calendly is a dream. And one other thing that's a dream for time management, which actually does help me, this also syncs to your Google account so you don't have to set up a separate login, is the tool Asana. I use that for creating project management schedules and keeping track of all my tasks and breaking out those batch schedules day by day. And because I break down the tasks, because, you know, there might be a Wednesday where all I have to do is respond to all my emails. And that makes me feel so great, because I definitely know I can get that done. And Asana helps me keep track of it. I can check something off once it's done, and I feel super accomplished when I'm able to do that. So I really like Asana. Some people also like Trello. Personally, I'm an Asana kind of girl. It works for me. So you try out different apps, but I highly encourage you to get away from just writing down blanket to-do lists, because all that will do is drive you crazy and you'll find yourself rewriting the same list the next day. So even if you do have a to-do list, if you organize it based on what you've put in Asana, in a project management tool, you're much more likely to get it done. I promise you. So you can have your to-do list because you're that type of person who wants to see it in front of you, but definitely use Asana to keep track of everything that's going on. Cause you can also create multiple projects. Like, you know, you can have one, for example, for me, I can have one for Side Hustle Pro. For another one, I might have one for my writing schedule. So any number of things. Okay, and in sum about time management, the number one thing that I've learned and accepted for real this time in the past 30 days is there is no such thing as time management. What you have is prioritization, and that is completely different than this concept that we try to hold ourselves to of balancing our time. How do you balance it all? How do you balance your full time and your side hustle? It's all about setting goals and attacking the number one priority in that moment for that day. That's why batch scheduling is so awesome, because it forces you to prioritize. So rather than trying to balance, which, you know, kind of presumes that everything deserves to be weighted the same, and just focus on your goals and focus what's most important. And that goes back to what I said earlier about email. Like, most of the time checking your email is not that important. It's not as important as actually getting a concrete task done and checked off your to-do list. You get caught up in emails, you get tagged in stuff on Facebook, like, not important. Turn off your notifications, sign out of Facebook and Instagram. That's the biggest key, that if there's anything I've learned these past 30 days, it's been that. Now on to something else that I've really been working on over the past 30 days, and that's been putting myself and the Side Hustle brand out there by networking and attending great conferences. So I've been really fortunate this summer. Two really great conferences were held in DC where I live. So the first one was Blogging While Brown, and the second was the Rise Empowerment Conference. And you can find either of those by just Googling Blogging While Brown or Rise Empowerment. Rise Empowerment, while we were there, they had these quotes posted around the room. And one of the quotes really stood out to me. It said, "Knowing what you already know will keep you where you already are." And that, in a nutshell, just sums up why I've made it a goal to go to at least one conference or personal development event each month. Because you guys, you can never stop learning. Like, you have to keep learning. One of the traps that we get into, especially those of us who, you know, we've been through our schooling years, we've been to grad school, some of us might even have our PhDs, we get to a point where we're just like, I'm done with school, I'm done with education, and you take for granted that you can never stop learning. Like, there's always new things to learn. I know for me, especially in my field of social marketing, every single day, social platforms are changing. Just today, Instagram introduced its Snapchat ripoff stories. So you have to continually be educating yourself through articles. Yes, that's good. You know, online articles, but also books, conferences, where you can learn from people who are one step ahead doing things, implementing business principles before you get to it. So that's what I really get out of conferences, number one. It also usually just pops me out of a rut, because it's easy to get into this mode of just you doing the same thing, in and out, going to work, coming home, side hustling, going to work, coming home, side hustling. So these conferences pop you out of a rut. At least it does for me. And it's hard because you sacrifice resting a little bit more on the weekend. Not that I'm really resting, but at least I can set my own pace usually on the weekend. But when I go to a conference that's all day Friday, sometimes also all day Sunday, I'm sacrificing that time when I can rest a little bit more, or I have more time to cook and all of that. So it doesn't come without a cost, but it's so worth it. So in addition to, you have to keep learning, Number two is you have to meet new people. Like there's so many people in the world, first of all. So if you are at a point where you think I'm good, my network is so great, my network is dope, and I can just exist off of this, like you're in a bad place. You are not thinking strategically and also thinking about all the different things you can stand to learn from people who have never been through the experiences you've been through. Chances are people in your current network are people who you've either worked with, gone to school with, been in a program with. So somewhere along that line, you've had a similar experience with almost all of them. So going to a conference, yes, you might meet like-minded people, but there's a greater likelihood that you'll meet people who've had completely different experiences. For example, back in April, I went to a Blue Cloud Solutions event, that event featured people from all over the country. So I met entrepreneurs from Australia, entrepreneurs who just had backgrounds that I would not normally come across in my circle. And if I hadn't gone to that conference, I wouldn't be exposed to these people who I now am in a Facebook community with, who I can reach out to, who I can be inspired by. As a matter of fact, so one thing that I've been doing when I go to conferences, I had Side Hustle Pro t-shirts developed. Coming to a store near you, by the way. I had Side Hustle Pro t-shirts developed, and I wear it to every conference now. Like it says the logo on the front. It has my social media information on the back. I'll probably add some more about where you can get the podcast because it's just the easiest business card. Like I do not want to go to a conference and have anyone miss the opportunity to know that I have a podcast named Side Hustle Pro and you could check it out here. But I got that idea from someone who went to the Blue Cloud event, Dave Reichel, who is the creator and founder of this app. It's called Color Switch. And his whole wardrobe is Color Switch t-shirts, the colorful logo. You will not catch him wearing any other branded clothing item. And it's just genius. Like why, if you are an entrepreneur and you have a business, why should you be wearing anybody else's label on your back? Like, no, put yourself out there. So I had business cards developed, and those of you who heard prior episodes, the one with me and Miko, I did talk about how I kind of loathe business cards, but I did get them made. But what I'm most excited about is my t-shirt. Honestly, that's the number one water cooler conversation icebreaker for me, and it makes it all worth it. So in addition to meeting new people, I think going to conferences is great for the takeaways. And I want to get into some of the takeaways from a businesswoman who I really respect and admire, Miley Teal. I'll get into some of her takeaways in a bit. But before that, I'll just say the takeaways keeps you on track. Like it really forces you to analyze over and over again what your goals are, if you're truly working on those goals or just playing around. Like, are you serious? Like going through the motions sometimes can make you feel like you're doing stuff when you're really, you know, like when you're a little kid and you're just moving stuff around your plate, but you're not really eating. That is what we can do sometimes when we're side hustling. We move stuff around our plates. We move stuff around our calendar and our to-do list. Ooh, the to-do list can make you feel like you're doing something. We rip out a page and we rewrite all our action items over again, but we're not really doing anything. So going to conferences for me, it forces me to look myself in the mirror and say, what am I doing? Because people ask you, they're like, oh, what's going on with it? What are you doing? You have breakout sessions where you talk about how you're reaching your goals. What's your 3-month goal? And it really forces me to say, hey, is this the same 3-month goal I had 6 months ago? Or did I make progress? So that's one thing that I really love about conferences. The takeaways also allow me to go home and download everything I learn and shift my thinking to make sure, you know, I oftentimes learn new ways of approaching or attacking my goals. Sometimes it's just a good reassurance that I am on the right track. I am doing the right things, you know, because you'll meet people at all different levels. You'll also make great new connections that might help you to move your business forward. I met a wonderful young lady who I'll potentially partner with in the fall and, you know, either speak at an event or at least attend the event. Like, these are the awesome conversations you have when you go to events and meet like-minded people who are interested in doing the damn thing, just like you. Speaking of doing the damn thing, I want to get into some of these hustle, what I call them are hustle bombs from my leak, because to me, they spoke to my spirit and I think they might speak to someone else's. So first things first, my leak was there to talk about the how of the hustle, and she really wanted to dissect what a hustler is and what a hustler isn't. So she obviously has a whole presentation, and I would suggest that you go to mytaughtyou.com, listen to her podcast to get even more of her wisdom. But what I'll share really briefly what I took away. And one of the key things I took away is, you know, a real hustler invests in themselves. So this goes back to going to the conference again. Like, she talks about the fact that we who were in that room on a Saturday, who paid X hundreds, depending on when you registered and what level of attendee you were, you paid to invest in that conference and better yourself. You could have been anywhere. It was a beautiful summer day. We could have been at somebody's brunch, but instead we were in that room to advance our business. So first and foremost, if you call yourself a hustler and a side hustle pro, you have to be invested in yourself. So buy those books that you keep hearing about on the podcast. Go to the conferences that you've been interested in. Bite the bullet. Invest in at least one conference per year. And another hustle bomb that my leak dropped. She said, if you are not popping or balling, you do not need to be sleeping in. And tell me that was not speaking right to me and my snoozing butt. Like, I really cannot afford to sleep in, not even till 9 on the weekends, if I'm not where I want to be. If I have the nerve to look at an iTunes list and be like, why am I not on this list? I should not have the nerve to sleep in. So that was just a reminder that, listen, you really can't be mad at the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. You know what I mean? So thank you and shout out to my leak for that. And then finally, just a reminder that followers are not dollars, you guys. Like, I talk about growing my social media following because I use that as a way to get my message out and my brand awareness out. But that is not the ultimate goal. I am not caught up in the numbers game and the chase for these vanity metrics. I am trying to connect with real humans on my social media channels. That's why I talked about my strategy in episode 7 to connect with real people who look like my target audience. However, it is all about ultimately making money for my business and finding the people, finding out what they need and understanding that and crafting and packaging that content in the way that is valuable to other side hustle pros. So keep it focused. My leak definitely drove that message home that followers are not dollars. And if you want to get some hustler bombs like this, again, I recommend you check out her podcast, and I recommend that you check out mytaughtyou.com, her website. But most of all, I recommend you put yourself out there and go to one conference. Like, I actually bumped into an acquaintance from my days in Philly from undergrad, and she didn't know what she wants to do. She's a lawyer. She came for one thing. I'm not sure what she thought the conference was about, but it was still great because she's like, wow, I'm surrounded by all these women and who are in the process, who have their business idea figured out. I don't even know what I want my business to be. And so going to this conference, I guarantee you, is bringing her closer to getting serious about at least starting her side hustle so she can iron out what her ultimate entrepreneurial endeavor will be. So invest in yourselves today and every day, and that's the best way to network. So the next time I talk to you guys, I will be reporting on how my time management is going. I'll be reporting on how my iTunes numbers are going, my downloads are going, and I will be reporting on what else I'm doing to network. Because let's not get it twisted. Conferences are expensive, so I'm not trying to tell you to go to like $400-$500 conferences per year, but at least invest in one or two. So with that, thank you guys for checking this episode out, for tuning in. I would be remiss to not mention again that if you like this, if you relate to this concept and this content, will you just do me a favor? Search for Side Hustle Pro in the iTunes store and leave a rating and a review, okay? I just really want this message to get out to other women. Like, I don't need financial investment. I need your support to make iTunes aware that this content is needed by Black women entrepreneurs, by all entrepreneurs, really. And we deserve to have our faces out there and seen as well. So leave a review, leave a rating, and check out more from Side Hustle Pro at sidehustlepro.co. Thanks, y'all. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you want to hear more from me, head on over to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner to get my weekly Side Hustle Diaries chronicles about my own journey from passion project to profitable business. And if you want to find me online, I'm at Side Hustle Pro on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to join the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community. Go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And as always, if you love the show, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.